Words Appear, an Apple Original. A Magic Light Pictures production. A title appears, The Velveteen Rabbit. Wearing a red ice cap, a small kid, William, stares off with a somber expression as he sits inside an antique car that winds down a picturesque country road. A blonde-haired man wearing a hat drives the automobile. A short-haired woman sits in the passenger seat and smiles at him. In the back seat, William clutches a small Christmas card with gloved fingers and looks out of the window at winter trees and green hills.
All your decorations will look lovely on the Christmas tree. If anybody needs help cutting out, just raise your hand, okay?
In a flashback, William sits with other kids in a classroom making star-shaped ornaments out of paper.
Beautiful work, everyone. Now, as it's your last day, I'd like William to come up here and show everyone what you've made.
William's eyes flicker as he glances at the teacher. He lowers his gaze.
Don't be shy.
He considers momentarily.
Up you come.
Go on.
Hesitantly, William rises from his seat and goes to the front of the class as the teacher, Miss Forrester, smiles warmly at him. He holds up his star ornament, and the class claps. He gives a gentle smile.
Well done, William. I think you should be the first to put your new ornament on the tree. Come over, everyone.
Later, with a broad smile, William pulls out a cracker, takes out a small piece of paper, and shakes the cracker, emptying the rest of it. His eyes shift about the room as he reads the paper.
Why did the little snowman get told off for looking in a bag of carrots?
I don't know why.
Because he was picking his nose.
William?
Miss Forrester approaches, handing him the Christmas card.
Good luck in your new home. We'll miss you.
Presently.
Your new room is so big, William. And we've got plenty of space in the sitting room for a really big Christmas tree. We're going to have a playroom for all of your things. And the garden is really something. There are fields at the bottom and some woods there too.
I bet you're looking forward to meeting your new class and teachers, William.
Your teacher is so nice. I bet all the boys and girls will be really excited to have a new friend.
William twitches his lips as he nods and looks back out of the window. The car arrives at a big house surrounded by gardens and lush greenery. William gets out of the car as two men carry an armchair.
Sir. Now then, are you going to help us shift some of these boxes, young man?
William gives a blank stare.
Good afternoon, William. Momo!
He rushes to hug the middle-aged woman.
Hello, Mary.
Afternoon, all. Let's give your parents a few minutes to settle in. And give you the chance to explore.
Mary removes his ice cap and enters the house. William follows her and enters a room filled with scattered furniture. He watches the removal men carry a box inside. Inspecting, he opens a door leading to a lower level and closes it, taking a deep breath. He continues to wander the house as he climbs upstairs. He reaches a floor filled with more furniture.
It's so big, Momo. Exciting, isn't it? Lots of room for adventures.
Holding sheets in her hand, she grins at him and moves on. He watches her leave, looks down, and gives an uncertain look. Later.
We both play, actually.
Yes, she's gone to
short
store this year, I'm
afraid. Do you want to come and build a snowman?
Not right now, sweetheart.
With a saddened expression, William looks through the window at the soft snow falling outside. Later, he busies himself outside. Wearing a coat, an ice cap, and gloves, William rolls a ball of snow across the snowy lawn. He gently pats it and turns around. Across the lawn toward a hedge at the side of the garden.
Oh,
looks through the hedge and sees three other children having a snowball fight on the other side. Pursing his lips, he takes a step back from the hedge and looks down.
William, would you like to play with me?
He considers.
My name's William. Would you like to play?
Peeking through the hedge, William sees a girl, Lucy. She throws a snowball with hands covered in orange gloves. After a pause, William turns back to the house and retreats. A blank expression lines his face as he walks away. Now he proceeds to add a smaller ball of snow on top of the bigger one, building a snowman. He stops and looks at the half-built snowman, deep in thought. Now he watches the adults sing carols in the warmly lit house. He moves away from the window and weakly kicks the snow-covered lawn. Elsewhere, he reads the card.
Dear William, we will miss you lots and lots, and wish you all the best in your new home. Lots of love, Mary, Arthur, Bonnie, Paul, Lizzie, Jane, Alice, John.
He closes the card and runs his hand over his face and hair.
Lights out now, William, please. Big day tomorrow.
She blows him a kiss. He forces a smile and reaches over to turn off a lamp. Lying in bed in the now dark room, he slowly shuts his eyes. Outside, the big house stands tall, surrounded by snow. Inside, fire crackles in a fireplace. Lights, ornaments, and decorations cover a Christmas tree as gifts lie piled together at its base. A frame and cards decorate a mantelpiece. Stockings filled with presents hang on top of the mantel. A velveteen rabbit pokes out of one of the stockings as a big clock chimes on the wall. William stares off and excitedly gets out of bed.
Yes!
He beams as he runs out of his room and down the stairs.
Merry Christmas, my love.
Merry Christmas, Momo. You said I could get out of bed at 7. I've been waiting forever.
You sure it's 7? I only heard 6 chimes.
I counted 7, Momo. Honest.
Well, if it's 7, I guess we should see if Father Christmas has been.
Yes.
I wonder who this one is for.
William's father hands him the stocking with the velveteen rabbit inside. He grabs the toy rabbit and gazes at it in awe.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
He studies the stuffed orange rabbit and gives him a warm hug as he shuts his eyes.
Rabbit!
Holding rabbit in his hand, William runs downstairs and slides him down the wooden banister. He excitedly wanders through the house with rabbit in hand. Now upstairs, he tosses rabbit into the air, catching him upon landing.
We made it, rabbit!
He plays the xylophone and tambourine with rabbit. Later, Rabbit parachutes down using a cloth, and William watches him from upstairs. Elsewhere. Inside a church, patrons shake hands with a vicar as they leave. William walks holding Rabbit. He meets Lucy's eyes as she smiles at him, and he quickly hides behind an adult. He peeks back at her, and she beams as he hides again. At the house, with Rabbit next to him, William rests his head on his father's lap. Rabbit falls to the floor.
Come on, little one. Time for bed.
His father picks him up and carries him out of the room. He leaves Rabbit lying on the floor as they pass by his mother, who talks on the phone.
Will do. Merry Christmas, love.
She goes into the room, spots Rabbit on the floor, and kneels to pick him up. As she holds Rabbit in one hand, she smiles at him and goes to a dark playroom. She places him next to a toy box and leaves. Rabbit stands still in place, casting his shadow on the pastel toy box behind. Rabbit's eyes glisten to life, and his ears move as he looks around. He looks at his paws and legs and tries to move. Gaping, he observes the playroom.
Good evening and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the playroom. I'm the Wise Horse. Who are you?
I'm a rabbit, I suppose.
Who's there, Wise Horse?
It's a new toy. A rabbit, by all accounts.
A toy opens the box, and other toys scramble out of it.
There we are.
Let me see. Yeah.
Oh. There we go.
Cool.
Doesn't look like much to me. What say you, Rabbit? Are you even real?
How do you mean?
I'm made of metal, just like a real car. And see these small black circles at my sides? Real cars have them as well. In the business, we call them wheels.
Huh?
Wheels. And last but not least, Lion.
Oh.
Come and wind me up.
Oh.
He spins her clockwork mechanism.
I have a real fully working motor. All the boy needs to do is wind me up and I zoom right past him.
Careful now.
Watch out.
Out of the way.
That was a close one. Lion here is real too, of course.
Yes. Look at my legs. They're jointed like real lion legs, so I can pounce like a cat and sneak up on my prey.
He leaps.
And I'm a real king. Look at my splendid clothes and my splendid crown. These gemstones are real emeralds and rubies.
They're made of wood.
How dare you speak to the king of the playroom in that way? I demand that you bow before me, you decrepit old beast. Or, don't bow, I decree that the Wise Horse does not have to bow. Forgive me, Wise Horse. You know how carried away I get. It's these clothes. They're just so splendid.
What do you make of this new toy?
I don't like it. If we let this so-called rabbit sleep in the toy box, there's a risk he'd be picked to be bedtime toy.
Oh.
What's bedtime toy?
Most nights, they pick a toy out of the toy box for the boy to take to bed with him.
Where is the boy? When will he be back?
Enough questions. We have to make a decision. This toy has no moving parts and no joints. I say we have nothing to do with him and that he is banished to the far side of the playroom.
Come now, leave the poor thing.
Seconded. Agreed.
Well then, off you go to the far corner where you can't be seen.
The car bumps into Rabbit.
Farther!
This is a sad time. Back when I...
Rabbit looks at his reflection and past it at the snowman outside.
Can I go downstairs again?
Come on now. Straight into bed, please. You've had a full day.
But I'm not tired.
You were just fast asleep.
But it's still Christmas.
Can you get him some water, darling? Then grab a bedtime toy.
William's mother covers him. In the playroom, Rabbit approaches the Wise Horse.
Wise Horse, what does real mean? Does it mean having bits of you that move about, or...
Don't listen to the others, Rabbit. Being real isn't about how you're put together. It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you. Then you become real. It's part of the magic of make-believe.
Oh. Does it hurt?
I suppose it does a little.
Because love toys get so worn out from all the adventures they go on.
But believe me, it's worth it. When children love you, they do it with all of their hearts.
Rabbit embraces himself.
If there is a more beautiful feeling, I do not know it.
He smiles at the wise horse.
I should like to become real one day.
Well, if the boy loves you, then you will.
Shh! Someone's coming!
Look out!
Look out!
It's coming!
You never know.
Move!
She's pushing me! Give me some room!
Which toy?
My rabbit!
Perfect.
His father picks up Rabbit and carries him out of the room. He places him on the bed next to William.
Sweet dreams.
Night-night.
His father leaves, and William turns and faces Rabbit in the bed.
Hello, Rabbit. Would you like to play with me?
William nods Rabbit's head.
Great. I need someone who's good at digging tunnels. And since you're a rabbit, I figured you'll be the best person for the job. What are we waiting for, then?
They slide under the covers. With both of them animated, Rabbit digs a tunnel as William holds a lantern.
Rabbit, you're the best digger I've ever seen. We must be a million miles underground already.
We need to be careful. The earth is dry and the tunnel could collapse at any moment. Us rabbits know about such things.
By my calculations, we're about halfway.
Where are we going?
We're going to Chiswick. It's where I used to live. All my friends are there.
William frowns.
I don't have any friends here.
You have me?
Rabbit smiles.
You're right. You're my new friend. Which means you're my best friend too.
William smiles at him.
Gosh. I've never been anyone's best friend before.
William holds Rabbit's paw. They continue digging.
Look how fast we're digging. We'll be there in no time.
I've hit something.
William pulls a canister out of the ground. He opens it and pulls out a scroll from inside.
Treasure map!
They gape as they look at a treasure map.
What's that? The tunnel! It's collapsing!
Quick, Rabbit! We need to get out of here! Hold on to me!
William runs, holding Rabbit in his arms.
We're not gonna make it!
We will! We're almost there! We made it, Rabbit. We're safe.
In the real world, they lie at the edge of the bed.
Now that we're best friends, we'll have to go looking for that treasure. Together.
William dozes off, with Rabbit tucked firmly under the covers. Daytime. William descends a staircase wearing a uniform. He holds his mother's hand as they walk down a hallway and meets her gaze.
Class, there's someone I'd like to introduce you to.
William hangs his hat.
William.
He turns to the class.
Would you come up here, please? Come on.
Wearing an anxious look, William treads toward the front of the class as he glances at the rest of the students.
Class, say hello to William.
Hello, William.
William, would you like to say a few words about yourself to everyone?
William stands frozen in place as the class eyes him.
That's okay, William. You can sit down now.
He goes to his seat.
So last week we were talking about autumn. Can anyone remember what happens in autumn?
Later, William sits at the side of the school playground as kids run around and play.
Hello. Aren't you the boy from next door?
He nods.
Do you want to come play with us?
He smiles at Lucy.
Leave him, Lucy. Come on, play.
Another boy takes Lucy away. William glowers as he watches them leave. Later in their home garden.
Quick, let's storm the castle while the drawbridge is down. I think the treasure's in the throne room. William? Lunch is ready.
William grabs Rabbit from a wheelbarrow and heads inside.
More letters? I'm full too, but no matter how much I eat, Mama always makes me eat two more bites. Listen, I've got a plan to find the treasure. We need some magic. George says fairies live out there. If you want to meet one, you have to build a little house for them. Momo, Rabbit and I are finished. Can we go and play again?
Have two more bites.
He takes tiny bites from a sandwich.
Proper bites.
With his eyes wide open, he takes bigger bites, grabs Rabbit, and heads off. He climbs stairs and runs off toward the garden.
Woo!
Now he kneels before a tree stump in the garden.
So, this is an official fairy house. All you have to do now is say a fairy blessing.
He places Rabbit next to the tree stump.
Fairies flutter, twinkle, and fly. Come to this garden. Above is the sky. Fearless William and Rabbit say, Alakazam, Alakazoo. We need your magic, so do come here, do. Now, when we least expect it, a magic fairy will appear and help us find the treasure.
Beaming, William grabs Rabbit from the ground and a branch tears off a part of his velvet material.
Night, night, Momo.
Later in his bed.
Gosh, look at that rabbit. Let me take him away and sew him up.
No, you can't, Momo. You can't take Rabbit.
All right, all right. Goodness me. I was only going to fix him up a little. All this fuss over a toy.
He's not a toy, Momo. He's real.
OK. If you say so. Night-night.
Mary kisses William's head. He grabs hold of Rabbit and rests his head near him. He shuts his eyes, and Rabbit remains still in the bed. Daytime, in the playroom, Rabbit watches William play cricket in the garden.
The boy?
Yes.
Said you're real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you feel any different?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You look the same as you did before. You look like a toy.
But you're all toys. And you say you're real.
Yes, but we don't mean it.
We're just pretending.
And at least we resemble something of what we're supposed to be. The lion has a mane. The king has a crown.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you. Mm. You look shabby. You've been torn. And I hate to say it, but I think I can see your stuffing.
He's filled with... My goodness, what are you filled with?
In all my years, what kind of toy does not have regulation innards?
How on earth can you be real when you're such a mess?
Enough! What do any of you know about what it means to be real? The boy knows best, and if he says the rabbit is real, then he is.
Someone's coming!
They become inanimate.
Rabbit, I know the fairy spell didn't work, but we can't wait any longer. We need to find the treasure before someone else does.
He grabs Rabbit.
I think it's in the enchanted forest.
He heads out. Wearing explorer's gear and hat, he runs through the garden. Giving a determined look, he lifts a spyglass to his eye. Hiding in the lowered courtyard, William uses the spyglass to observe the area. He considers and starts to move slowly toward the tree stump in the garden. Holding Rabbit tight under his arm, he closes in on the tree stump.
I saw it move, Rabbit. I swear I saw something.
William kneels before the tree stump, places Rabbit on the ground, and puts his hand inside a crack at the stump's base.
I don't think it's that much of a problem, is it?
What's that, Rabbit?
That'll be good for him. It's not just me. His teachers have noticed it too.
Making friends takes time.
It's been months. How much longer can we leave it?
He seems happy enough with his rabbit.
He doesn't have any real friends.
William scowls and starts to cry. He runs off toward the deep end of the garden. Now animated, he puts Rabbit down and wipes tears from his eye. Rabbit walks next to him.
What type of treasure is it they were looking for? Is it gold? Or jewels? Or chocolate bars?
No, I don't think it's any of those things. I'm not sure what it is, but I think we'll know it when we see it.
We need to be quiet. The forest is full of dangerous animals.
We rabbits communicate without speaking. For example, when we sense danger, we stamp our foot like this.
Rabbit stamps his foot and William copies him.
We also do this.
Rabbit rubs his nose.
What does that mean?
Well, it means hello, and it also means goodbye.
Hello and goodbye are the same thing.
Right, because when you say goodbye to one thing, you say hello to another. Every ending is just the beginning of something new.
An animal lurks in the distance, and Rabbit stamps.
You already did that one. It means something dangerous.
A wolf growls and they run off. Rabbit trips on a bush, tearing further.
Oh! Leave me behind. Save yourself.
Never!
William carries Rabbit on his back and continues running away as the wolf chases them.
Oh no! We're trapped.
The wolf closes in as they stand in front of a river.
Oh no!
Using a vine, William swings over to the other side of the river.
Incredible! I cannot believe you did that!
Yes! Woo. Did it, Rabbit!
You did it! Woo. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
In the real world, William sneezes, and Rabbit returns to his inanimate form.
William?
He turns to his mother.
Are you all right?
William moves towards his mother, leaving Rabbit sitting still against the tree trunk. Real rabbits approach Rabbit and sniff around.
Come see. Who are you?
What are you?
I'm a rabbit, just like you.
Well, you don't look like a rabbit. You look like a toy.
I was a toy rabbit, but now I'm a real rabbit. When a child loves you, you turn real. That's how the magic of make-believe works.
Oh. Can you move about?
Well, not really.
Can you hop?
He gapes.
It doesn't have proper legs. How can you be a real rabbit if you can't hop?
I don't know.
You say you become real if a child loves you. Well, how can you know for sure if this child of yours does love you? Did it say so?
No, he said I was real. But I just thought...
If he loved you, why would he leave you out here, in the cold?
He looks down.
Come on. It'll soon be dark. We'd better head back to the Warren.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, Toy Rabbit.
He watches the rabbits as they hop away. With a frown on his face, Rabbit looks down and his ears droop. Teary-eyed, he watches the house and shakes his head as he whimpers. Daytime, a man, George, approaches Rabbit.
What are you doing out here?
Come on, back to where you belong.
He picks him up and heads off toward the house. In the playroom.
Where have you been, Rabbit?
The boy left me outside. Real rabbits came and said that I was still just a toy. I think maybe they were right. Maybe the boy doesn't love me. And that's why I'm still not real.
The boy's very sick, Rabbit.
What? How do you mean?
He's in bed, with a high fever. We overheard the doctor talking to the boy's mother about it last night.
But the boy will be okay, won't he? He'll be all right.
His uncle had something similar many years ago. He almost didn't make it through. Many don't. There's something else, Rabbit. When his uncle was ill, afterwards, they burned everything he had recently touched. On the doctor's orders. They do it to stop the illness spreading to others. So tonight, when they come in for a toy, you must hide. For if you don't and you get picked, then that's the end for you. Do you understand?
Rabbit looks down and nods.
Look, the doctor.
The doctor approaches and shakes William's father's hand. William, with a red face, lies sick in bed, and the doctor touches his forehead. He removes his stethoscope and turns to William's parents, giving them a worried look.
I have to be honest with you. He's very sick.
Will he be all right?
I'm sorry, it's touch and go. It's going to be a difficult night. He needs you to be strong for him.
The doctor touches William's mother's shoulder.
I'll go and get him a bedtime toy.
Mary leaves, and his mother stares anxiously at him as he lies in bed. With blurry vision, William sees his mother weeping in his father's arms. In the playroom...
She's coming!
Hide! Rabbit. Get out of here!
Oh, don't believe she's coming! Rabbit! You must move! If she takes you into that room, then you'll be thrown on the bonfire!
On all of our adventures together... He never once left me behind. So I shan't leave him.
Rabbit, please, come to your senses. It'll be the end for you. I mean, you said it yourself. The boy left you outside. Maybe he didn't love you after all.
Rabbit stops.
That may be true, but I love him.
He slowly shuffles forward toward the slightly open door. Mary enters and spots Rabbit. She grabs him and carries him out. The wise horse looks down as she watches Rabbit leave. Mary places Rabbit in bed with William.
It's your favorite, my love.
She stares at William's sweaty forehead and feels his temperature. She quickly leaves as she holds back her tears.
Is that you, Rabbit?
It's me.
William turns and faces Rabbit, who blinks.
I'm scared.
I know. So am I.
I wish I was more brave. I've always wished that.
How could you be more brave? On all of our adventures together, you were always the one who saved the day. You never left me behind. You mustn't wish to be different. You're perfect the way you are.
Do you really think I'm brave?
The very bravest.
Rabbit looks at William with glistening eyes.
My parents say we could go to the seaside when I get better. Wouldn't that be nice?
Maybe we'll find the treasure there. Maybe it's buried in the sand.
We don't need to find the treasure. I found the treasure already. I love you, Rabbit.
I love you too.
William reaches out and pulls Rabbit close as he shuts his eyes. Daytime. Rabbit lies alone in bed.
Mm.
Get the windows open throughout the house. Get some fresh air in here.
I was planning on making soup for him for lunch, Doctor. Would that be all right?
Oh, that's perfect. Now, everything that was near William when he was contagious will have to be burned. We don't want this illness being passed on. So, sheets, pyjamas, toys, everything.
Mary strips the bed and wraps the sheets with Rabbit in them. In the garden.
Good job you're here today, George. That's all for the bonfire.
She puts the sheets on the bonfire.
I'll see to it now.
I'll get me matches. Oh, I'm glad little William's on the mend.
Won't be an hour till he's causing mischief again.
Well, as it should be. Now, I'll get this fire started.
Thanks, George.
Turn chilly, boy.
As they leave, Rabbit tries to wriggle out of the sheets, only getting out his head and arms. Inside.
No! No!
Please, don't upset yourself, my love.
I'm not upset! Where is he?
It's his rabbit. He wants to know where it is.
Mary looks at William's mother.
William.
With a somber expression, his mother kneels in front of him.
Rabbit's gone.
What do you mean, where is he?
He was all old and worn, so we had to throw him out.
Why did you do that?
Look, if you're a good boy, maybe Father Christmas will bring you a new toy.
I don't want a new toy. I want my rabbit. I want my rabbit back.
She hugs him as he sobs. Outside, a tear streams down Rabbit's cheek. He shakes his head and the tear drops onto some greenery in the bonfire pile below him. In the area where the tear dropped, a red flower sprouts out of the greenery. The flower grows. As the flower head opens, petals spread out and a being emerges from its center.
What day is it? Oh, my, my. Winter already. I think I overslept.
He gapes in shock.
Who are you?
I'm the playroom fairy, in charge of make-believe magic and such like. My job is to take care of the toys that are no longer needed, when they're old or worn out.
He bows his head.
Why are you crying?
I'm sad because I'm going to miss the boy. Because I'll never play with him again. I'm sad because I thought I'd become real if he loved me.
His lips part.
But maybe he never did.
Of course he loved you. My goodness. He loved you as much as it's possible to love another.
Then why didn't I become real?
You don't become real by making someone love you. You become real when you act with unconditional love and with kindness. Like you did last night.
His eyes widen.
So I'm real now?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm real, why don't I have thick fur and proper legs? And why can't I hop?
Good gracious. Where on earth do you toys get your ideas from? Being real is not about how you look. It's about what's in your heart. You loved the boy, and the boy loved you. Look at you, for heaven's sake. Look how worn out with love you are.
He smiles.
Some of the other toys say I'm very ugly.
Then they don't know what it is to be beautiful. Now, I have a reward for you, for being such a good toy.
The playroom fairy opens her hands and blows pollen over Rabbit's face. Magic dust fills the air. Daytime. Inside, a Christmas tree filled with decorations, ornaments, and gifts sits beside a window. Fire crackles in the fireplace and stockings hang on the side of the mantelpiece. The big clock chimes on the wall. William lies still in his bed with a blank expression as Mary enters.
Now then, William. It's 8 o'clock. I thought I'd hear you tearing downstairs at 7:01.
His expression remains blank.
Come on. Let me see your smile. It's Christmas. You got to smile on Christmas Day. It's the rules.
He smiles at her.
That's it. Now, Come on.
Oh, feels heavy. I wonder what it could be.
His father hands him a stocking, and William pulls out a wrapped gift. He unwraps it, uncovering a toy airplane. He stares at it blankly.
Why don't you put your coat and boots on and take it outside? See if you can fly it.
William throws the rest of the wrapping away and leaves. His parents share a look with pursed lips. Outside, William walks on the snow-covered lawn as he holds the yellow airplane. He throws the airplane several times, and each time it lands close to him. The airplane falls, and William kneels down to pick it up. He spots three rabbits grazing nearby. Two of them flee, and a spotted rabbit turns toward William and looks at him. William smiles and stands up.
Hello, rabbit.
Rabbit moves away into the garden, and William follows him, holding his airplane in his hand. Rabbit stops, turns, and gestures for William to follow him. With a smile on his face, William follows Rabbit to the hedge. Rabbit stops, glances at it, and back at William. He gazes over the hedge and looks back down at Rabbit. The two nod at each other, and Rabbit leaves. As Rabbit hops away, he turns to William and rubs the side of his nose with his paw. William copies him.
Goodbye, Rabbit.
Thank you.
Rabbit hops into the air and twirls in excitement as William grins at him. He turns the corner of another hedge. Now William turns, looks at the airplane in his hands, and walks toward the snowy hedge. He throws it to the other side and runs after it through the leaves.
Hello, my name's William. Would you like to play?
He smiles and moves forward. Fade to black. Credits appear. Directed by Jennifer Perot. Screenplay by Tom Bidwell. Based on the book written by Marjorie Williams and illustrated by William Nicholson. Audio description provided by Pixelogic Media. Narrated by Laura Post.